Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
He is truly one of the superstars of bass fishing. He's a two-time Bassmaster Classic winner and the host of his own syndicated television fishing show. He's Hank Parker. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, Hank will continue talking about how to work different lures from different directions on tidal flow rivers. But first, this message. What could be better than Fishmate? How about Fishmate Pro? Yep, the indispensable phone app for anglers around the world just got better. Fishmate Pro has all the features of the original, but now, along with best fishing times and weather conditions, you get color weather radar and a barometric pressure chart. Along with a page to display the biggins you've caught, Fishmate Pro can mark the spots with GPS coordinates. And now available for Droids and Nexus 2. Upgrade your Fishmate today or look for Fishmate Pro online in the iTunes Store or at fishmateapp.com. When Hank Parker won the 1983 BASS Super Bass Tournament on the St. Johns River in Central Florida, he did it by running a long distance and fishing different sizes of spinnerbaits depending on the tidal flow of the river. And as Hank told us last time, he could catch bigger bass by fishing a large-bladed spinnerbait on an incoming high tide while he caught smaller fish on the outgoing low tide. And Hank explained further.
Consistently, you catch a bigger grade and a better grade of fish using a bigger bait. And when the tide was up and I had wind, I was fishing eelgrass. That allowed me to get that number six willow leaf through that eelgrass without hanging up. But now if the tide was low, the eelgrass was too thick and I couldn't fish my big bait. So I try and catch numbers of fish on a low tide on a smaller bait and sometimes even a worm. But when the tide got to the point that I could fish that big bait, then I would turn my boat, get on the inside, throw out, and bring the bait with the current, with the incoming tide, and run it through the real thick grass, and that enabled me to catch those 4 and 5 pounders that I needed to bump my string to help me win the tournament.
And Hank Parker's win in that BASS Super Bass Tournament in 1983 certainly helped move him to the level of superstar. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this message. So don't go away. Is it necessary to run long distances to catch bass in a tournament? Well, some anglers say yes, while other anglers say no. Well, that's a topic that Hank Parker will discuss next time, so I hope you'll join us. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
Yozuri,
lures that catch fish like no other brand.
Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.